This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله all praise belong to Allah رب العالمين who have created us provide for us prepare for us a good place that is Jannah. If we all will always take good care of our iman, nobody can enter paradise without iman. The Prophet ﷺ was sent for that purpose, to strengthen our belief. It's not that we don't believe in anything before Islam. Before Islam, everyone do believe in something. But our belief is not the right belief. I will start with these two sentences. One is ayah, the one also is an ayah, but we make it like the shahada. None of us can be a true believer if we don't start with the first section of the shahada and that ayah. Nobody can say that I believe in Allah without denying and rejecting all other belief. We have our own belief. You believe in this, you believe in that, you believe in this number bring luck to you. You believe that this stone will protect you from the evil spell. You believe numbers and so on. You believe so many things. Then before you want to say, I believe in Allah, you must reject. La ilaha illallah. La is to reject. To say no first to any other thing, then you isbat. Then you say, only Allah that I believe. You have nafi, you reject first. Then you said, illallah. then that belief is genuine, is true. That's why Allah said, وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلُ الْإِيمَانِ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَإِنْ تُطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَا يَلِتْكُمْ مِنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا. When Allah, the Iman, have penetrated through your heart, after rejecting all other deities and all other beliefs, then you are ready. You are ready to obey Allah and to obey the teaching of Prophet Muhammad. That means if you want to know whether your iman is true, genuine or not, you must have that feeling. You can check your iman, brothers and sisters. If you said, my iman is okay, alhamdulillah. You start with something positive, but you have to make sure what you say is true, as is genuine. By looking into the way you react to Allah's commandment and the teaching of the Prophet. Do you obey Allah? Do you obey the teaching of the Prophet? If you say yes, then that is a sign your iman is there now. If you still have doubts, then you know. La rayba fi, remember. The people who have the true belief have no doubts. When Allah said something, the Prophet have confirmed, there's no more doubt. Sami'na wa ata'na. Then whatever you do will be valued by Allah. Allah will accept it as a righteous deed. If not, it's just a good deed. And your good deed will be acknowledged here in this world, but nothing from Allah, because you commit shirk. And look at that second, the ayat. فَمَنْ يَأْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتْ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. If you want to know whether your iman towards Allah is strong or not, is correct or not, Allah put a condition for my yakfur bitaghut. You must reject taghut. Can the brothers just recite the meaning aloud? Now Allah is talking to us, brother and sister. You want to believe in Allah? You're welcome. But you must deny, you must reject any kind of belief that you have before this. You must take it out from your heart, from your mind. Then only you said, I believe in Allah. Then Allah will accept it. We have been reciting few hadiths. The first hadith, how do the first hadith sound? Alhamdulillah. If you're not careful with what you do, what you say, it can even destroy your iman. It may cause dar. The second hadith, again, alhamdulillah. Follow me again. Min husnil Islam al-mar'i tarquhu ma la ya'ni. May Allah make it easy for all of us. Anything in Islam, brothers and sisters, whatever Allah wants us to do in the Quran, whatever the command of the Prophet for us to do, you must have no more doubts. Just do it. Anything that brings doubts to you is thing that is not from the Quran and Sunnah, then you have the right to have doubts. Is this Islamic? Is this right? Is this true? When there's no evidence from the Book of Allah and no strong authentic hadith from the Prophet, all of us have the right to have doubts. But when it's qala Allah wa qala Rasulullah, no Muslim who believe in Allah and the Prophet should have any doubts anymore. About the hadith on the people who have doubts. Waswas. Now follow me to recite the third hadith. Da' ma yaribuk ila ma la yaribuk. Again, da' ma yaribuk ila ma la yaribuk. Again, da' ma yaribuk ila ma la yaribuk. The command of our Prophet. Abandon, stay away anything that brings doubts to you. Anything under the name of Islam that is no reference from the Quran and the Sunnah, you have all the right to have doubt. And move to another area that is not doubtful. When Allah says something, the Quran, the Prophet have confirmed, you still have doubt, then you know you have problem with your iman. When you have iman, brother and sister, please remember, don't take your iman lightly. Because Allah also warned us, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَيَكُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do you think after you say that I have iman, Allah will just accept? No. Everyone who said he have iman will be tested by Allah. Now how Allah have tested all the people before us. The beautiful surah was recited by our imam today. Is a surah talk about Yusuf alayhi salam. The test that Allah has put Yusuf through. The messenger of Allah, who have so many siblings, not near 5, 11 siblings. When he was young, he have a dream. Allah taught him, this prophet Yusuf was gifted by Allah. Allah granted him a knowledge that he now gave to other prophets. A knowledge that he can interpret dreams and very detailed. Any kind of dream, you go to Yusuf. Yusuf will be able to inform you what is the sign of the dream. He shared his dream with his father, Yaqub. Yaqub loved Yusuf a lot. And he knew this would be a great test to Yusuf. He warned his son, don't ever share this dream share this experience you have gone through with any of your siblings. Because out of jealousy, they will cause harm to you. Yusuf never shared. But the prophet Yaqub alayhi salam pay a lot of attention to Yusuf. And Yusuf, we know, he's a very handsome looking boy until he grew up, and still very handsome. Sometimes children look very cute and handsome when they are young. As they grow, all the cutie gone. But Yusuf is a very special son of Yaqub. Now the siblings start to feel jealous. Being human. Now they plan to kill him. Can you imagine, brother and sister? Brother plan to kill the younger brother. See the test that Allah put through to Yusuf? To cut the story short, everybody can go home tonight. Open Surah Yusuf. Not only Allah tests Yusuf, He tests the father. The father been tested. When they plan to kill him, one of the siblings said, "Why do you want to kill our brother? Just leave him. Leave him in the desert. Let some caravan, some passerby take him away from, don't kill him." They plot and then inform their father. The father knew. But what can the father do? It's 11 against 1. The father was very sad, crying until he got blind. He couldn't see anymore. It's not easy when somebody you love so much is taken away from you. But the father knew. They tried to create a story. The wolf take away our brother. Kill him. Eaten him up. He knew. But he keep on crying until he turned blind. Yusuf was tested from a young age. He's been taken away from his father. And he has some good brother, Benjamin. What happened to Yusuf? He's been sold in the market, a prophet, a messenger of Allah, being sold. And later he was tested again with the fitna of a woman. And tested again, he chose to be in the prison than to stay outside the prison. Messenger of Allah. The one that Allah promised will go to Jannah. And inshallah, to all the sisters, our husband that we love so much, when they die, if they die first, please make sure yourself is a righteous woman. And if you want to be with the same husband, the only thing you have to do, don't remarry. If you remarry, you will be with the last husband. And when, if your husband die as a true believer, a righteous person, may Allah make him the people of paradise. And you will see him again. But remember, when you see him this time, he don't look like the one that you have in this life. He looked very handsome, like Yusuf alayhi salam. He will look like Yusuf. Whether you like the look of Yusuf or not, just wait for Akhirah. But the Prophet did mention, if you remarry, then you will be with the last husband. Until the last husband say, I don't want to be with you. Then Allah will replace another one. You know how handsome Yusuf is. Read Surah Yusuf. Then you understand. But what is important, brother and sister, Yusuf alayhi salam gone through so many trials and challenges. The ending of the story, this is the beginning how the Bani Israel tribe was transferred to Egypt. They are all in Palestine, in the Middle East. Egypt is not in Arab country, it's in Africa. And because of what Allah have planned, all the people of Bani Israel migrate to Egypt because Yusuf was there. And later on, Moses was sent to Pharaoh to bring all of them back home. It's a very beautiful migration. But what happened? Allah Rabbul Alameen have his own plan. He meet up. Allah allowed the meeting between Yusuf and the father and all other siblings. And what happened again? The father is blind. Yusuf, without informing the other sibling, except Benjamin, he said, go back. Because the other sibling said, don't do this to us. After they caught Benjamin's transportation at that time, have some stolen things, stolen food, but it's part of the plan. So they do not allow Benjamin to travel back. Only the other sibling, and then he passed his garment, his shirt, kameez, to the other brother, said, go home. They said, please don't do this. Take one of us. Don't take Benjamin. And bring this garment. They said, no. The law said, if I found any food in anyone's transportation, that guy cannot leave. When they went home, the father smells the scent of Yusuf. You see the patience that Yaqub have to go through for so long. But he never give up. And then when he cover, throw the shirt onto the father's, faced with the will of Allah, his sight came back. Then the father confronted the child, the student again. And this time, I want all of us to learn this important history. They immediately ask forgiveness, admit they are wrong to the brother and to the father that they lie upon. As a father, the father always pray for the children and ask Allah to forgive the sons. Now, if we have wronged somebody, don't be too arrogant. Please be humble. Ask for forgiveness. Even to your father. Don't be too arrogant with your parent. Parent always ready to forgive. Because Allah loves those who are humble, admit that they are wrong. When you don't ask for forgiveness, meaning there is some arrogance in you. You do not want to admit, and that is not good. So please learn how to be humble with your parent. You have done something wrong. Ask them for forgiveness. They are sure to forgive you, and they also pray, may Allah forgive all of us. That's why the best istighfar is Sayyidul Istighfar. Because in Sayyidul Istighfar, you have this kind of confession. Abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu'u bi zambi wa abu'u bi zambi. I acknowledge your bounties, O Allah, that you have given me, and I acknowledge my mistake, my sin. You have to make that confession. To Allah, you ask Allah directly. To fellow human, you must look for that person and ask him to forgive you. If not, you may have a problem. If you have caused harm to the fellow Muslim here, Allah is very fair. Even if you are going to Jannah with all the good deeds because we have wronged a Muslim here, you make zulm to them, you will not be allowed to enter paradise until you meet up with the person to show how just Allah is. You may cross the bridge, Sirat. But before reaching the gate of paradise, there is another short bridge called Al-Qantara that nobody can enter Jannah without passing through Qantara. And that Qantara is the place that Allah will detain every Muslim who have wronged another Muslim. You have to settle your matter at Al-Qantara. So don't underestimate the power of being humble and ask for forgiveness. Because Allah loves to forgive, and the believer also loves to forgive. But you must ask. The last 10 nights is getting closer and closer. There is one, the prayer that the Prophet taught Aisha and to his ummah to recite. Let us recite together. Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. And brother and sister, we will keep on praying for all the brother and sister who we know and those who we know not, who is not well. May Allah grant them fast recovery and make them healthy and strong again. Especially to Dato' Adimus Putra bin Muhammad, one of our good jama'ah and supporter, who just and have a heart attack. But alhamdulillah, the will of Allah, he do survive. He is starting to get better. We ask may Allah grant him fast recovery, strengthen his iman, and make him better and faster so that he can be with us. And also Tan Sri Ramli Bakar. These are all our good jama'ah who have been with us for quite some time. You may not see them always, but they are very, very supportive to our cause. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant those which the name have been mentioned tonight and those whose name is not been mentioned. And until we meet again, don't forget, da ma yaribuka ila ma la yaribuk. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Without forgetting, brother and sister, for those who have been very kind, prepare food for us, bring food over here and share with our jama'ah. We have organized some iftar on and off. May Allah reward all of you kindly. Amen. See you tomorrow night. Did I say salam to you already? Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.